The Sioux's Brooke Irwin and brother Jace Irwin both have a bright future ahead in martial arts competitions. The siblings each won a bronze medal in the 10 years of age and under division representing Team Canada at the World Karate and Kickboxing Commission, WKC, World Championships held in Albufeira, Portugal from October 26 to November 1. 14 countries were represented at the international tournament. The Irwin children practice Hapkido, a Korean form of martial arts. Brooke earned the bronze medal in Korean open hand forms while Jace won a bronze in continuous sparring. "It felt amazing," Brooke told Sue today of how she felt to be on the podium at the Worlds. "I felt like I owned the place," Jace said with a smile. It was Brooke and Jace's first time traveling overseas for a sporting event. Both children were excited to take the 8-hour flight from Toronto to Lisbon, Portugal with parents Chris and Tasha Irwin. "It was exciting to visit another country," Brooke said. Team Canada had a large contingent at the Worlds, as did the US and England. "It made me happy to win for the country," Brooke said. Jace also feels patriotic about his bronze medal. "It felt awesome. We were able to show Team Canada is one of the best," Jace said. "It definitely made us feel proud. They worked very, very hard this past year. They trained 6 nights a week. To see them up there on the podium was a very proud moment for us," mother Tasha Irwin said. The two earned their place at the Worlds in Portugal by winning at a qualifier in Sudbury, followed by the Nationals in Ottawa. "They knew that the World Championships were in Portugal and they said, we're going to make it there. So when they won at the Nationals in Ottawa, we were happy they worked this hard and we thought, we're going," Tasha said. Both kids hold a blue belt in karate, several steps above no belt and white, gold, green and purple belts and 3 steps below red, brown and black belts. The Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School pupils began practicing Hapkido in 2019 under Sioux Hapkido Grandmaster Frank Sicketta, then with Rudy Timmerman of Legion Hapkido. They are currently taught by Chief Master Rhonda Bordage of Kung Jong Myu Sul, KJMS, and practice at Anna McRae Public School on Tuesday and Thursday nights. "We have good teachers," Brooke said. Tasha said the Irwin family is grateful for the martial arts instruction given to Brooke and Jace by many teachers, including Rhonda Bordage, Michael Pachoco, Tina Fuller, John Reed and Wendy Rowe. "The family appreciates the many local sponsors and supporters who have helped the Irwin children's journey in martial arts to date, including Trimount Construction and Ignition Eatery. It's really fun. I like it. It makes me feel strong," Brooke said of martial arts. "I like it because it makes me feel like I don't have to be scared and I can use it for self-defense. It's fun to do," Jace said. Both children said they want to continue in martial arts, planning to go through all the qualifiers to make it to next year's Worlds in Niagara Falls, New York, with their sights set on gold medals. "We'll train now and in the spring they'll go to Sudbury to qualify, and then if they qualify for the top 8 they'll go the Nationals, and if they make it to the top 4 there they make it to the Worlds," Tasha said. Chris and Tasha Irwin are prepared to accompany Brooke and Jace to wherever competitions take them. "We love to travel," Tasha said.